right now we're sending like tens of thousands of emails every week on the on behalf of dealerships. Okay,
right.
So you can't possibly do everything like personally, but the best trick I've found, and this is a huge secret right now, you know, every time I write a new follow up or a new automation, you know, I'll do it through like a real email. I've seen too many dealerships having control over an automated system that provides them with the ability to create a sequence of emails and day one, day four, day seven, day 10, right. day 14. And yep. then they just go through, they just like get a coffee. They sit down and they say, okay, day one, I'm going to say this. Day four, I'm going to say this. Day seven, I'm going to say this. Problem is, it's not real. It's not, there's no real energy and emotion behind it.
Sure.
What we've been doing instead is that we've been doing the first few emails, you know, manually, and then we can adapt them in the sequences.
So you're actually, so what you mean by manually through regular email, I think you said, is, so instead of using something like, say, MailChimp or your CRM's built-in system, you're actually going into Microsoft Outlook, into Gmail, and you're writing the first two or three sequence or emails in that sequence. How are you sending them? Are you sending them manually as well, so you're writing them in the moment, or are you're not stacking them up or queuing them or anything?
No.
Like that?
The first ones are really sent manually to customers. We're tracking replies, we're really having a real conversation, and when we're ready and when we're comfortable with the content and how it's worded out, then we transfer it to the system. It makes a huge difference on the reply rate, the open rate, and the like the way that how people answer to those emails. It's a real email they're getting. So, and then we play around with values and variables, but it's not, then again, it's not crazy. It's pretty simple, but it makes a huge difference doing it this way.
This is interesting. Let's unpackage email, I guess, writing, email marketing a little bit here. Have you found, so you had just mentioned reply rate and open rate.
Yep.
Without, obviously, I'm not going to ask you to divulge all of your trade secrets on a public facing podcast.
It's okay.
However, have you found a particular word track or word tracks that increase your response rate versus others?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a track or key principles.
Okay.
You know, I wouldn't mind telling you about all my trade secrets right now, but it would take 1 hour and a half, maybe. That could be a training, actually. It's I like to share everything I find, and I like people to challenge me on everything I find too.
Sure.
Because it makes everything better for everyone.
Let's talk principle wise then. Like what's maybe some of the key one or two key principles you found that maybe a dealer could start investigating on their own?
Yeah. And I think like one thing for sure is staying away from spam based keywords and emails. And this is why people are convinced email marketing is dead today. Because we all get into spam or promo boxes, okay?
Yeah.
You have to write your email just like you would an SMS. It has to be personal and non-promotional. I know it seems pretty funny and simple, but 90% of people are not doing that right now. You can use questions in email titles instead of going for promotions, deal, your price on the new CRV.
Right.
Like an email title, like, have you seen this, Michael? Exclamation point. Might just get you at like double open rate than your request on X, Y, and Z Honda.
Your request on fill in the blank here. It's funny you say that too. I think one thing I would add to that is maybe a word of caution is beware of all caps. Mm-hmm. And beware of too many exclamation points in your subject line. I found when there's all caps and too many, because we can go exclamation point crazy, right? One, two, three, like anything past one, like you made your point with one.
Yep.
When you get to three, email sender protocol is going to look at that and say, okay, well, this is probably just an ad for Viagra or, like something like that.
The algorithm or any email client will be seeing what kind of ratio caps to non-caps will be used, exclamation points. If you want to be safe and you want to make it like more easier to to open for your customers, just use no caps at all. Just no caps.
Yeah.
Like not even the first letter, you know. At least it's gonna stand out. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Because the only goal by now is to have someone open your email. I work with a large BMW dealership in Texas a few months back, and they had like a really hard time doing email marketing, but they had a database of like 110,000 customers to, well, prospects and customers. I mean, I told them right off the bat, I said, you could switch your whole ad money out and just write it off your database.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they had an open rate of 8%. Mm. You know, they really, over time, I looked at what they did and they really shot their database there. They got like spam. It was written all over. So they had to clean it out, restart, use a different system. But within 3 months, they were back at 40% open rate, which is pretty good. And it's, I don't know if you know, but at that time they had 70,000 customers, like cleaned out customers. There were like 40 bad ones.
Yeah.
But at that time it was an email would provide them with 30 to 40, appointments in a week. It's just crazy.
And it's so easy to track. I mean, the data around email is so, so interesting. I mean, now this is, we were talking about something pre-show. We were actually, our mini rant around social media. And this kind of feeds into what we're talking about right now. People within the sound of our voices right now, you need to understand something. When you see a sponsored ad or somebody sharing their opinion on social media, you must dig deeper. And what I mean by that is if I went onto my Facebook right now, because I'm a marketer, because I'm in business, I would see at least three opinions of people that say email marketing is dead. Don't do it. Never do it. Here's a problem with the world today. We see one thing, Mark. We see one thing and we take it as gospel truth. Oh, well, see, I'm not going to dig any deeper. What is it about our society today that we will not dig deeper? This is why, by the way, our neighbors to the south, I love you guys, but this is why there's so much turmoil, is because nobody like goes a layer deeper. They just take what they heard on the street. And so here's the point. You're speaking about email marketing. I love email marketing. I'm a huge proponent of it. But they're going to go on social and they're going to see somebody make a case for why email marketing doesn't work, why you need to invest everything in Google My Business. And then you're going to see the Google My Business person say, email marketing doesn't, or you're going to see the email marketing person say, no, email marketing is the best channel right now. Ignore everything else. You're going to see the Facebook ads expert that says, forget everything else. It's all about Facebook ads. You're going to see the LinkedIn expert, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, so on and so forth. Here's the thing though. It is not about just doing one of these things. It's about making sure that they all fit together in a sustainable and scalable way. However, having said that, if you thought email marketing was dead, you've got Mark here talking about the importance of it. You've got individuals like Ryan Dice, from Digital Marketer, one of the largest digital marketing agency and teachers on planet Earth, saying email marketing has been one of their largest proponents of growth. You can't ignore a 40% open rate. That is much higher than many people are getting on any of their Facebook ads. And by the way, they're already sitting there. And so in a one-to-one context, it's all nearly free. You just have to know how to leverage it.
Yeah. As soon as you get your contact, like from now on, it's free. Like what's really going to happen is it's just a matter of what you're going to do with your prospect or your customer, because like some people even have like customers and they fail to nurture them and they don't buy with them anymore, you know? And this is what's really costing dealers today. And it's true for any business, by the way. I did a post today, and it was about follow up on LinkedIn. But you know, I said, you know what, I'm going to lose some money today by not following up with someone who I should be following up with. Like, this is my case. Okay. I got dealers to bring on Autobahn Academy. I'm doing follow-up, but I could do better follow-up.
Right.
Okay. It's just how it is. And I really like this thing about building my own business right now, because I can test things on my own and then say to whoever's on Autobahn Academy, you know what, this worked, this didn't work because of these principles. It makes sense.
Yeah.
This is what I've enjoyed the most since I've been on my own, because it's something like I really wanted to do when I was back in an agency, because I couldn't test everything I wanted to, you know?
Right.
And I think entrepreneurship has proven to be a really good self-development course by itself. And more like most dealers are going through that today. And I think it's really fun to be helping them right now. So it's for like to bring back to your point. We talked about social media and email marketing. And I think I'm not sure if everyone now like today has listened to your previous guest, which is a lady, Audi Please on Instagram.
Yeah. Jennifer.
Yeah. Jennifer. Like her approach is really on point when it comes to social media, because I've been asked so many times to, you know, do something about like help dealerships on social media and help salespeople on social media.
Yeah.
And there was like so much gold in that interview. So it's, you know, it's about, once again, bringing value, not talking about always the same product, the product itself. You want to talk, it has to be about lifestyle. And it could be about your lifestyle, but to email marketing, you have to cater about your customer's lifestyle, you know?